Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Hanson filling in for Bob Surratt till 9 today. We'll do it the next couple days, too. Hey, we all know that Lollapalooza is back. They're going to announce the bands at 10, and then shortly after that, tickets go on sale. Dean Richards, I don't know if you heard, though, but after that, they're going to be selling wristbands to the Dave Ennett mosh party.
That sounds like fun. Yeah. That sounds like fun.
I don't even know if there's going to be a band on stage at that time, or people are just going to gather
You've been there, Dean.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what a good time that is.
I've been practicing. I already went in my backyard yesterday and filled it with mud so I can just rolling around it. I'm a little out of practice after, you know, not having a Lollapalooza last year. So
yeah, no, we all are. That's right.
Yesterday I was practicing by wearing clothes that don't really fit me, that are inappropriately cut,
the wrong decade, perhaps.
Well, that's me most days. also, you know, rolling around in the mud, you know, not taking a shower. That's what Lollapalooza is to me.
Oh, I always love when Pat would go over there and interview people and have a good time there. All right, so what's next then after Lollapalooza? I mean, that's kind of like is that the dam breaking for the release of more of these festivals?
Oh, definitely. We all wondered what was going to happen with outdoor festivals this year, and we had Riot Fest, we had Pitchfork announced, but you know, the big one is 4 days of Lollapalooza. That will be July 29th, 30th, 31st, and August 1st, four full days, and also they are doing it full capacity. You know, we thought that they might limit the number of people that will be allowed in, but city officials said full capacity is going to work because it's going to be outside. Now, you do need to have proof of vaccination. How in the world they're going to do that is beyond me. They say that they'll be announcing that in July. We'll find out. I don't know if you have to show your card or what you do exactly, or produce a negative COVID test that will be administered at the gate, less than 24 hours old for every day that you go in there. So it sounds like they may be doing rapid COVID testing, you know, right at the gate when people come in. So
okay, well, if that's what it takes, I mean, that's pretty innovative.
That's what it takes. So
to get into that mud pit, right? Whatever we got to do.
You don't want to get any virus while you're rolling around in the mud.
Want to be safe at least when you start the day.
Yeah,
no guarantee what happens when you get home.
So they say they're going to be announcing who is going to be performing at 10 o'clock this morning. And then at noon, tickets are going to go on sale for all of this at Lollapalooza.com.
Mm-hmm.
We think that Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters are going to be part of the announcement of who will be performing this year. They were part of the promotional video that the city released yesterday. So is the group Journey. They were part of the video, so everyone is speculating that they may be coming in for this. Chicago rapper Polo G was also in that video. So those are the ones. So that's pure speculation right now. I'd say probably pretty good guess, but yeah. We'll find out at 10 o'clock this morning. And, you know, when we do, we'll let everybody know what's going on with that.
Dean Richards, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Just a few moments ago,
going to their stores. Mosh pitting.
Yes.
In their couch department.
Yeah, exactly. Right over by the bedding area. That's safe. That's a safe way to practice, to build yourself up.
Right.
To,
yeah, you start that way.
Yeah, exactly.
They love when you go in the stores and do that, too.
We don't hear it now, but just a few moments ago when you were talking, it sounded like what was a vacuum or a blender going on behind you, Dean. Yeah. I don't know if you were having the intern whip you up a drink in the middle of the segment.
No, you know what that is? We opened a dentistry office here in the news.
What are they doing?
What are they doing back there?
I don't know. They're doing some work. I don't know what
they're
doing.
Do they not know we're on the radio here?
They wait until we're on the radio before they... If we've learned anything during this time, during the pandemic, that if there is a construction to be done, if there's noise to be made, if there are conversations to be had in our newsroom, gather around Dean's desk and do it while he's on the air the big 720. They're working on the ventilation or something. I don't know. There have been guys on ladders which was the band I was in high school, by the way, Guys on Ladders.
I'm glad they're working on ventilation about 15 months after this pandemic started. I'm glad they started getting going on that on Channel 9.
I'll tell you what, if you're ever in this newsroom in the middle of a hot July, August afternoon, you're going to want this ventilation to be working as optimally as possible.
Absolutely. All right, Dean, I'm going to put you on hold here for a second.
All right, get back to work, you guys. We're going to a break.
Yeah, there we go. Now let's take a look at the weather. WGN. John for Bob. Dean Richards here with more entertainment roundup.
I have to collect myself.
For
a moment. We just ran a story on TV about a married couple. They've been married for 73 years. 1 year ago, the 97-year-old wife in this marriage went into the hospital for a short stay and then into a long-term care facility. Hasn't been able to be with her husband, who is 96 years old, for a year, and they were reunited yesterday.
Those stories always get me.
Oh, my gosh. Watching this. It was so beautiful.
Well, you just wonder how you can be together for so long. You know that other person's there. There's nothing, no FaceTiming can make up for.
It's horrible during the pandemic. They were married 73 years, and yesterday was their first day being back together in a year.
Ugh. And you imagine you're at that age, you know, at 96, 97, you're at that age where, you know, and I hate to say it that way, but I hope to see that person again, right?
Yeah. Well, a happy ending.
It is a happy ending. That's good news. And, you know, not to keep the sad news coming, but Charles Grodin passing away. And, boy, his great actor, but also his appearances like on Carson and Letterman were always interesting.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic. Movies like Beethoven and Heartbreak Kid and Midnight Run and so many others and so many television shows. But do yourself a favor today. Go on YouTube and watch some of the Charles Grodin, Johnny Carson appearances. They are laugh out loud, spit out your food, hilarious. I think they were running them on Antenna TV. You know, we run Johnny Carson show every night. Mm-hmm. And I think they may have run them last night. Uncle Dean fell asleep early last night, so I wasn't able to watch. But, you know, you see those on Antenna TV all the time. Very sad. Charles Grodin, 86 years old, had bone marrow cancer.
Well, it's too bad. Hey, Dear Evan Hansen, brighten things up just a little bit because I never saw the musical. It's one of my big regrets because when it came to town, I didn't get it. And, of course, the pandemic, all that. It's got such a great soundtrack. Now coming out with a movie, the trailer's out. And then this note you have in this email, Dean, Ben Platt getting trashed.
Yeah.
What's happening? Why?
Well, because he's 27 years old playing a teenager in this movie.
Isn't that what happens in Hollywood, though?
It happens all the time in Hollywood.
Right.
And get off Ben Platt's back. He still looks like he's 15,
yes,
even if he is 27.
People are really upset about this?
People are so upset that he's 27 years old. How can he possibly play a teenager? Because he's an actor. That's how he can play
it. Yes.
And he looks very, very, very young. It's a beautiful musical, beautiful, lovely musical. I would take the rest of this segment if I explain the plot,
right,
but it's about finding yourself. It's about being true to yourself that is so creatively presented in the show. On the Broadway stage, it looks like they translate it really well to the big screen. Ben Platt is in it, Julianne Moore, Amy Adams, among others, who are starring in this. And that trailer was released yesterday as well. Beautiful songs. And that's coming out September 24th.
If you haven't heard Waving by a Window, just listen to that song, please. It'll make your day.
You Will Be Found is my favorite song.
Exactly. It's so good. You know, Kumail Nanjiani has had such controversy about his body and physique and people wondering what's going on.
Me too.
We've all been there. Look,
same thing.
I get it.
You get ripped and people,
right,
everybody has to say something about it when you get a beautiful body like we have.
I know. It's trouble. And I don't know if it's going to go away, if he's going to be playing a Chippendales founder.
Right. Well, it turns out he got all buffed up because he's in the new Marvel movie, Eternal. So that's what that was for. But it was just announced yesterday that he's going to be playing the guy who founded the Chippendales, the male dance strip show. Soman Steve Banerjee is the guy's name, an Indian-American entrepreneur who added male strippers to his nightclub back in 1979. They've become legendary since then. So that Kumail Nanjiani will be taking on that role. This guy is not known for being buff and ripped.
Oh, you would think he would be. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. As a a Chippendale founder, you would think. But I think he was probably just a big fat slob like the rest of us.
Well, in honesty, when I think of Chippendales, I think of Chris Farley anyways doing the skit. So
with Patrick Swayze. Oh,
my gosh. And I can't hear that song without thinking of that sketch.
Classic.
Oh, that's the best one. Okay, before we let you go, what you cooking up here today, Dean?
I'm doing some grilling today.
Ooh.
We're going to be back outside because, you know, Memorial Day weekend is right around the corner.
Yep.
And we're going to be featuring grilling for the next several cooking segments on TV. So I'm doing some grilled pizzas today. I love doing pizzas on the grill. They're so easy. They're so delicious. And as everybody knows, the main reason to watch the cooking segments, the danger factor.
Fire in the equation.
Fire. I have almost set myself on fire a couple of times doing grilling on TV.
Uh-huh.
Our grills are very old. There's a potential for explosions.
Is it a gas grill? What are you using?
Yeah. Oh, no. They're propane gas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The whole neighborhood could go up, really, if something goes wrong.
Well, don't do that because I live fairly close to the building. So.
All right.
Okay.
All right. But we're 9:30 this morning. We're doing some cooking.
Dean, good to chat with you as always, my friend.
See you tomorrow.
Yep.